Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Thank you very much indeed for that. As you've been hearing, an American tourist remains in a serious but stable condition in hospital in Dublin after he was attacked in the city centre last night. It's understood the 57-year-old man was attacked, kicked and beaten by a group of youths on Store Street at around 10:30 last night. In a statement, the Gardaí said it was appealing to anyone with information in relation to this incident to come forward. For more on this, I'm joined by Fianna Fáil Senator Mary Fitzpatrick and former Assistant Garda Commissioner Pat Leahy. You're both very welcome to the programme. Let me ask you, first of all, Mary Fitzpatrick, would you walk up O'Connell Street alone at night?
Actually, I have, but
do you feel safe?
Yes, I generally do. But I have to say, everybody is just so upset. I can't say shocked, but upset over what happened to that poor tourist last night. It is so completely unacceptable. The point you're making, I guess, is do people generally feel safe? We have the highest footfall in that area, probably in the whole country, in terms of O'Connell Street, Henry Street, down towards Talbot Street to Connolly Station. The fact that anyone, be they a resident, a business owner, a worker, a tourist, a visitor, would be attacked in that way and become a victim of such a brutal attack is so completely unacceptable.
Unacceptable, but not uncommon.
And the fact that you say you feel safe. You're absolutely right.
Mary, the fact that you feel safe walking up O'Connell Street at night time, I would say, based on the text that I'm getting here, you're in a minority of one.
I'm not sure the minority of one. I'd agree with you. I'm in the minority. I would agree with you. I'm in the minority. I don't think most people do. I think there is an absolutely negative perception of safety in that area, and that's unacceptable.
Do we have enough Gardaí the minister, in the streets?
No, in my opinion, we don't. The minister and the Gardaí will point to the reopening of O'Connell Street Garda Station. They'll point to the reopening of Fitzgibbon Street Garda Station. They are great developments. It's something I campaigned for, my colleagues campaigned for, and we were delighted to secure. But there is not sufficient Gardaí. There's clearly not sufficient Gardaí.
They are you. You're in government, Fianna Fáil, along with Fine Gael and the Green Party. And when you came to power, all three parties promised that the streets would be safer, not just in the capital, but countrywide. And now we're being told on this programme by one businessman who works in the city centre that things are getting worse. You're failing.
Look, Cormac, the commitment is very clearly there at a government level. But there is also, and I think, the commitment in terms of the budget of 2 billion euros, the opening and reopening of new Garda stations, the additional recruitment of Gardaí, that is very clearly there. And that is a strong and firm commitment. But clearly there is also a disconnect on the ground, and the challenges on the ground that the Gardaí are feeling and in this instance struggling with are real too.
So what's the problem? I'll bring in Pat Leahy in just a second.
I think that there is an issue, and this is an issue we have been raising. My party colleagues, myself, Jim O'Callaghan is our spokesperson on justice, and my Fianna Fáil colleagues right across Dublin is one. We believe that we need more Gardaí on the ground. We need more visible Gardaí on the ground. We acknowledge the recruitment process that is in place, and we are encouraged by the fact that there was 5,000 applications in the latest round of recruitment. But we believe the recruitment needs to be speeded up.
Did you ever get an answer when you raised it within government, and you're part of this government? Why isn't it being done more Gardaí on the ground?
They will point to the recruitment, and the recruitment process has stepped up. It is increasing, but like all sectors, and Cormac, you know this yourself, across all sectors, there are recruitment struggles. There isn't any sector in the country with full employment that isn't struggling to recruit sufficient resources. And we've had a very significant population increase, and that part of the city and that part of the country has the highest footfall. It has the highest transient population, and it has, I would argue, the greatest challenges in terms of public, you know, constant public volume of activity. Pat Leahy himself would speak to it as a former chief super.
Just a second. Stay with me, Mary Fitzpatrick, if you will. Let me, Pat, before I come to you, read some of the texts that we're getting, I think, which throws a light from the public's point of view on all of this. I'm a taxi driver, 34 years in the business, says a listener. I'm giving up weekend nights because I'm sick and tired of dealing with aggressive customers wired to the moon on coke. There is no protection for frontline workers. Another, my husband and I were at the Abbey last night. We walked around a little. Both of us felt the city was very menacing and saw absolutely no guard the presence. One more, the city centre is scary at night these days. Drugs and aggressive begging and now muggings. And yet we're constantly being pushed to use public transport, which involves waiting in dark back streets. Some joined up thinking is needed, says that minister. What do you make of it all, Pat Leahy?
Well, look, it's really unfortunate to be talking about that incident last night. I mean, it makes everybody angry, Cormac, and people are not lying about not seeing guards on the beat. That's the reality of it. And as Mary outlined, it's a really challenging area because you have an eclectic mix of people at a certain time at night. You have a drug problem there that everybody knows about, and it's there for decades. And you have people coming into town late at night then to get food and the late night outlets and that. So you have this mix of people. And you're right, people are ringing in, taxi drivers, etc., and they're saying, look, I don't feel safe in the city centre at night time. And the minister made reference to it, and she's right. You need boots on the ground. You need the guards on the ground. And you need a robust response to this, to people not feeling safe. Now, the question is, what does a robust response look like? Mm-hmm. And who's going to pay for it? Now, it's not purely a policing issue. The police can't do this on their own. And it has been done before. You might remember the Better City for All a strategic response group who was faced with the same problems, and all the stakeholders came together, Dublin Town, Dublin City Council, Garda Síochána, all the drug treatment centres under the auspices of the councillors, and they came up with a strategy. And that strategy was very successful, but everybody played their part and everybody was held to account for the part that they needed to play.
So this is a multi-stakeholder approach. You were involved in that, Pat, I think, if I'm correct. What happened there practically, though, and could that be replicated here?
I hope it will be. Listening to the minister there about the community safety strategy that's about to be launched, you would hope that that will reflect some of this. But that was set up to address drug dealing, drug-related activity, antisocial behaviour, assaults. It was all of the issues that we're talking about now. But once all the stakeholders got together, they defined the problem and then decided, OK, how are we going to deal with this? They decided what kind of a policing report or approach was required. And to reflect the minister, you need a robust policing approach to start with to take back that particular area that you're talking about.
What is a robust policing?
Well, it means you have to go out and you have to enforce the law, but you have to have the numbers to do that. But secondly, and more importantly, you have to protect the guards. The guards need to know that they're safe when they go out to enforce the law. And what I mean by that is, like, enforcing the law in a situation that has been described to all of us there this evening is not pretty. It's not easy. And people don't come willingly when you try to arrest them for antisocial behaviour or assaults. They're going to put it up to you. They're going to try and assault you. And the guards need to know that when it gets to that stage where they have to use force, that when they get back to the station with the arrested person, that they're going to be believed and they're going to be supported. If they're afraid,
Are they afraid, Pat?
To be under investigation for there is a level of fear out there that now they're going to be investigated. The investigation will go on for 1 or 2 years. There's a possibility of suspension, and also, like, normal life will say, well, why would I put myself into that situation? Well,
okay, so let me ask you this.
Required around this.
Okay, would you roll back civil liberties, Mary, to protect the guards more?
I think we do need to look at backing up our guards. You know, it is a firm commitment from the community. To be fair, Pat will testify to this. There is strong community support for the Gardaí in the North Inner City. The community is behind the Gardaí. There's significant challenges, though, to policing a very dynamic and diverse, let's say, part of the country. And I suppose one of the things that we actually, myself, Jim O'Callaghan, and the Fianna Fáil colleagues in Dublin, we actually have been pushing a survey, an anti-social and crime survey, out to the public over the last number of weeks, where we're looking for the people, for the public, I suppose, to give their feedback on their experiences. And specifically, we ask them about, would they support stronger protections and supports for the Gardaí? We also ask, would they support a 7 day a week criminal district court? We do think that it's, as Pat says, it's about sufficient resources on the ground, sufficient Garda presence on the ground.
It's like simple stuff as well. I mean, why is open drug dealing allowed in the streets in broad daylight?
Well, it's not allowed.
It is not allowed. I see it very often, and I've raised this on this program before. And I could tell you, I could bring you there, Mary, on the keys. Texters have backed me up. They've seen it as well. And every time I mention it, I know I'm going to get texts again. Open drug dealing on the streets of Dublin. Yes or no? Have you seen it? 51551. And if you say you haven't seen it, I don't know where you go in Dublin City Centre.
Cormac, of course I've seen it. That's exactly what we're talking about. When we see it, when we witness it, we engage with the Gardaí, we report it, the Gardaí respond. And I've seen the Gardaí respond. I've seen them tackle it. I've seen them put operations in place where they have addressed it. Is it eliminated entirely? Of course it's not. If it was, they could all retire and put their feet up. It is a challenging situation. We recognise that. We need to resource the Gardaí. We need to support the Gardaí. And we need to ensure that our communities are safer.
And can I ask you this? With the numbers of Gardaí that we have, is it possible to have more Gardaí in the streets of Dublin?
I think there has to be more Gardaí. That's what the recruitment is about. The recruitment process is in train. The training college is, I think it was 157 recruits in May went in, and they're committed to taking recruits every 11 weeks from now to the end of the year.
Do you think the Minister for Justice should put more pressure in this regard to have more boots on the ground here?
I think the Minister for Justice absolutely needs to support the Garda Commissioner and the Gardaí to recruit the maximum capacity.
No, that's not the question. Should the Minister for Justice say, we obviously need more Gardaí in Dublin City Centre?
I think she has said that. That's my understanding of her statement today, was that she's absolutely committed to resourcing the Gardaí in Dublin City Centre.
You're happy with the job she's doing then?
The Minister, I've read her statement. I think that she has expressed concern for the victim, which is welcome, and support for the Gardaí.
That's not
we
a
need
yes.
her to continue.
Are you happy with the job she's doing or not?
We want full resourced Gardaí in the North Inner City and right across the Dublin metropolitan area, okay, so that the Gardaí can do the job
that
they're tasked
not
with doing.
Not of confidence. Pat Leahy, final word to you. What should be done immediately now to reassure people? An awful lot of people are frightened here.
It needs a tiered response here. And the guards know this. There are fabulous guards in Store Street and all across the story. They know how to do this. First of all, from a drug perspective, and again back in 2012 with the Better City for All, you have to hit the dealers. You have to make it a no-go area for the dealers themselves to get them off the streets. Okay, if they feel that they're not going to be interfered with, they're going to go and they're going to deal openly. That has to be part of it. You have to arrest. You have to set a level of tolerance across, and I don't mean zero tolerance. I'm not a supporter of it. But you have to deal with people that are interfering with people's right of way, with their capacity to walk down the main street in the country. The guards have to be intervened, and they have to be able to make arrests. That is your first, and that's your robust response that the Minister talks about. In fairness to her, she's spot on. She knows exactly what she's talking about. You need a robust response, and you need boots on the ground. Okay. The guards need to take it back. Then you move in with your community guards. You develop all those relationships that you need with the business community, with the councillors, with the public transport operators, and you get back up and running and say, there's only one game in town around here when it comes to safety and security, and that's the guards. That's okay. What you need to get back to.
Michael and Sligo says, I'm a regular visitor to Dublin from Sligo, and just walking up Talbot Street from Connolly Station is very scary with lots of intimidating groups hanging around. I would not go out after dark. I also agree Dublin is filthy and it's a big tourist city, says Michael. And one more I'll put to you, Mary Fitzpatrick, before I give you a final word. Maeve says, I was in New York a couple of years ago, and without fail, there was a cop on every single corner. I felt safe. My daughter is in Dublin in college, and I fear for her safety. It's a sad indictment of Dublin and those who govern.
It's a sad indictment, and it's totally unacceptable. I lived in New York City myself, and I saw the difference that was achieved in terms of public safety and people's sense of safety in the city when there was a zero tolerance approach. It was Giuliani led that as a mayor in the city, and it was a police presence that actually changed the whole environment and changed the whole sense of people's security. We need Dublin City to be a place where people feel safe to live, to work, to visit. It is unacceptable that people don't feel that way at the moment. We need to change that. We need the minister, we need the Gardaí, we need the local authority to actually pull together and to support not just the residents and the business owners and the workers, but the visitors as well.
Okay, you can text the programme to 51551. Dublin Fianna Fáil Senator Mary Fitzpatrick and former Assistant Gore the Commissioner Pat Leahy, thank you both very much indeed.